A New Orleans man believes he's deserving of up to $480,000 in compensation from the state for serving 42 years in jail for a crime he didn't commit.
69-year-old Elvis Brooks was found guilty of shooting a man inside a New Orleans bar in 1977, but a few years ago, the prosecutor in the case admitted he had potentially exonerating evidence, and a New Orleans judge tossed out the conviction. But still no compensation for Brooks.
Described it as devastating. He said the whole process is torturous.
That's Richard Webster, who wrote an extensive article on Brooks's case at ProPublica. Webster says Attorney General Liz Merle is standing in Brooks's way because he admitted to the crime in a plea deal and should not receive any money at all. I'm Jeff Palermo.
NOAA's revised hurricane forecast has the season projection down to 7 to 13 named storms, including 2 to 6 hurricanes. Forecaster Matthew Rosencrantz says that's because of a strong El Nino in the Atlantic.
El Nino and La Nina control about 40% of your variability in any given year. But this year, we're expecting a very strong El Nino. So that fraction increases the stronger the event gets.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees will be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame tomorrow. He says that every interaction he has with a current Hall of Famer gives him more appreciation for the honor he is about to receive.
This is my opportunity to convey my appreciation and gratitude to so many of the people, the places that were a part of this journey. That's what I'm most looking forward to.
For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Case Kieschnick on Tix FM.